From today, another 4 million Australians are eligible to receive their COVID booster shot, just 4 months after their second jab. And from the end of January, you'll just have to wait 3 months between your second and third dose. Health experts say boosters are critical in reducing how sick you get if you catch COVID, and also in keeping down the number of people who need to go to hospital. Rachel Mealy reports.
It's hot in Cairns and dress codes don't matter so much, even when you're the local pharmacist.
I'm standing here in my white pharmacist jacket with a pair of board shorts on and my Birkies, because it's that bloody hot. I wasn't going to wear my chinos today. So that's what it's like in far north Queensland. We're a bit more laid back.
Trent Toomey owns a chain of pharmacies in the far north and is also the president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. He says pharmacies across the country aren't laid back about delivering booster shots to their communities.
We have hit that turning point in our vaccination program as we move from primary doses to booster doses. Pharmacies will be the single largest provider of booster programs and booster vaccines in 2022.
Jaya Dantas is a professor of international health at the Curtin University School of Population Health. She says people are joining the queue for their boosters as case numbers around them rise.
Globally, it has shown that when case numbers increase, people actually then go ahead and have taken their first shot, their second shot, and are also taking the booster shot. Apart from case numbers, when they also see that hospitalizations increase, and when those hospitalizations were increasing among the unvaccinated, that was also another impetus to go and take the vaccine or the booster.
In Australia, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are being used for the booster program. Professor Dantas says study after study has proven that having two shots is good, but a third shot of any vaccine is better.
When you actually take the booster in among all the vaccines, it increases your immunity again for a certain period of time.
Dr. Michael Liddymore is a lecturer in the Department of Econometrics and Business Statistics at Monash University. He says since the testing regime changed last week, the data tracking case numbers has been corrupted.
They look very level, the case numbers, but they're beginning to lose more and more meaning because the proportion positive across New South Wales and Victoria is so high, particularly in New South Wales, that it'd be very hard to ever get case numbers above the 20,000 mark that we're seeing now.
While the debate continues about whether rapid antigen tests should be freely available, experts like Dr. Liddymore, who are tracking the spread of the virus, say another problem is there's no way to monitor positive results from the rapid tests. He says in the UK, every rapid test has a barcode which can be scanned by a phone, and the result of the test is reported to health authorities. But here, there's no such system.
That makes it very hard to get a good picture of exactly the situation we're going to be in. And that makes it even harder to plan for things like healthcare capacity, ICU capacity, things like that, the things that will become the real pressure points over the next little while.
Dr. Michael Liddymore, an infectious diseases modeller from Monash University, ending Rachel Mealy's report.